You know, you realise, of course, that you've got musical immortality now. I don't know that you realise, but every Christmas...
Make it sound like I've been embalmed.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, musically embalmed. Every Christmas, all the radio stations now have a box. It's become quite such a business of Christmas records, and we always play them. And the main four are yours, John Lennon's, Roy Woods, and Slade. And for the last year, at least, and possibly the year before, they all get in either the lower or middle reach of the charts because they put them out every year. They're lovely, they're classic records.
Yeah, right.
Nobody since over the last two or three years has written anything better, you see, to take over from them. So you're going to be there every Christmas anyway, immortal.
I wish I could play golf like Bing Crosby, you know, it'd be all right.
Hey, might sell that many. You know, by the time, like, 40 years ahead of you, it's been selling every year. You did a lovely Mickey take on that, didn't you?
Oh,
on Top of the Pops.
But the thing... The trouble was with that, it was really hard to do. I mean, everybody knows that it's mimed, right?
Right.
You know,
you record it beforehand, though, in the studio.
Yeah, you go in the studio and pre-record it, but then you mime on the thing, because otherwise, if you played it live, the cameraman can't hear what the heck's going on, you know?
Right.
And it's impossible to talk, to mime talking. Well,
right.
It's not impossible, but I think
it's very hard,
It's very hard. You'd be there all year, I think, trying to get it ready for next year, you know? So I tried all sorts of ways, and in the end, what I did, I got a ventriloquist dummy.
Yeah.
And I sat there with this thing on my knee. And it really worked well. But then, because I hired it from a theatrical sort of place.
Yeah.
You know? And then we sent it back, and then I was saying about Belgium, like it was number one in February, you know?
Yeah, right, yeah.
So we had to
summer record.
Yeah, well, we had to go there in like the end of January or something. Yeah. We had to do a TV with it. And I couldn't get the same dummy again. And I could only get a female one. So there's a female one with Elvis's voice coming out of a gob.
Didn't they do the snow as well? Just to keep putting snow on your own one and it all the time.
I mean, it was polystyrene. The one we did, we got like a set of ladders, and Dave and the roadies all got up the ladders, and they started the shot in right in close on me, sitting there in this like rocking chair doing a Val Doonigan job,
right,
singing this song, and like very serious and all that.
Yeah.
And this snow's coming down. It was all nice. They had a Christmas tree and all the business. All the snow's coming down. It got more and more and more, and it was getting in my mouth and in my nose and my head and everything. And gradually, right near the end, as we got right near the end of the song, they pulled the camera back. As it come back, you see all these yobs, all these roadies and people all sitting up a ladder with polythene sacks lobbing all this
gear.
Getting
you were spitting it out, weren't you? I don't remember spitting it out.
Gobbing in my ears and up my nose.